I better come to Tahlit and come to some things that Mutzi says I ought to be able to, I should tell about. Fortunately, my Ruth of blessed memory had two wonderful children, Eitan and Meira. And Eitan is in the world of science, and he's living out in California. He's married. My granddaughter, Meira, to me, the sweetest young lady in the world, is a beautiful person, and she was a Russian major at college, and we all always thought she would do something about that. But she was even interviewed by the FBI, and she said, you know, Grandma, I've had this interview with the FBI. After all, an attractive young lady she was, and she knew Russian. But she said, I'll never take a job with the FBI because you have to carry a gun with you. Anyway, she's done beautiful work in many ways, and I just love them both. My Debbie had two sons, Jeffrey and Danny, two handsome sons, and we always thought that both of them would become attorneys because they talked about becoming an attorney. Their dad was an attorney. But after college or during college, both of them gave up thoughts of becoming an attorney. Jeffrey today is finishing his third year as a resident in the Montefiore Hospital in New York, and at the end of this year, he has a fellowship at Montefiore Hospital because he wants to go into cardiology. And he loves his work. It's very hard. The hours are unbelievable, day and night. And he sometimes complains about the hours, but he loves his work. And we're very proud of both of them. Danny, when he went to Dickinson College, and while he was there, he too knew that he didn't want to become an attorney, but he became very interested in Jewish studies there. And he graduated with a degree in Jewish studies. Then he visited Israel. He fell in love with Israel, and he attended the yeshiva. He's still attending the yeshiva. And while at the yeshiva, he met a lovely girl from there he met a lovely young lady from South Africa, and they were married last summer in Israel. She's as sweet as they can be, and I love to imitate her when she talks to me. She speaks in a very excited voice, Savta, I love you. When are you coming to see me? I'm happy. Danny is continuing to study, and his wife is working, but they hope to come back to this country, and Danny at that point will continue with his education, because in today's world, a college degree is not enough. So they expect to come back at the end of the year, which I guess is 2001. Right. Forgot to say that Jeffrey, the doctor, is married to a lovely girl. She's a teacher. She teaches in private school. And we just love them. We love them all. Debbie also has a daughter by a previous marriage. The child's father was killed, unfortunately, in an auto turnover. And her mother was also killed in an automobile accident. And Debbie is taking care of Rory. And my hope and prayer is that Rory someday recognize how lucky she is to have Debbie as a mom. I'll never forget when Israel became a state. It was one of the most exciting days in our lives. I always loved Israel. I was, as a youngster, I was, beside going to Hebrew school and all of that, I was involved in Jewish organizations. And one was known as the Gordonia Club, where we used to get together and talk in terms of someday settling in Israel, going to a kibbutz. My sister Miriam, the one who passed away, she did go and settle. She and her husband, when they finished college, went to Israel, settled there. They lived there during the war. My brother-in-law, who was a very capable engineer, was sent here by the Israel government to buy supplies, electrical supplies that they needed during the war, and made it possible to keep the road to Jerusalem open. And so we always had this love for Israel. My sister remained there, came back for a short time, for a couple of years with her husband and her two children, Dror and Micha, and lived in Philadelphia for several years. Why did they come? Though they were both talented, my sister was a soil chemist and my brother-in-law an electrical engineer, they came to the States to earn some American dollars. And I'll never forget, they came, they said, for they're going to spend, I think, 2 years here. And when the time grew close for them to return to Israel, my husband sat down with both of them and said, look, you have done so well financially. They were making, you know, on a rabbi's salary, we couldn't do it. They were making such money here. She was working, and he was working. And they were, my husband's tried to talk to them. Why don't you extend your stay here for another year or two? You will have been able at that time to go back to Israel, and you'll be able to do whatever you want because you'll have a nice sum of money. And, you know, whatever business or whatever you do, you won't have to worry. But no, they made up their mind to be here for that length of time, and that was it. They went back. My brother-in-law discovered or created all kinds of things. He made for Israel a security system and sold it to a big jewelry concern. And 1 year when we were in Israel, we read in the headlines in the paper that the security system did go off when burglars went into this jewelry, one of these jewelry places. But it was Shabbos, and the people for whom he had made this machine, they didn't answer the phone on Shabbat. So the burglars got what they want, and the system got a great big write-up. He also discovered how to measure the amount of water in peanuts. You know, I never knew peanuts had it, but that was scientific, and he was very good that way, so he did. But I can tell you our love for Israel and how proud we all were. And fortunately, my husband and I made several visits to Israel. And these were highlights in our life. Two people here who are not completely bored yet, apparently, or they're very nice. So they want me to tell you what I do now. Okay. I attend the Academy of Lifelong Learning. I'm very much in the right age level to be there, and I find it inspirational to go there. And I suggest to all of you, when the time comes, to please join. You'll be very much rewarded. I go to the Academy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings. I take two classes each morning. Well, I have to tell you what I have to do. Right after that, I'm hungry, and I come home and grab a bite of lunch. And for my daughter, who has a dog that she loves, I take him for his afternoon walk, which takes about a half hour. But I've come to love the dog. I never had a dog in my life. I walk Izzy, and I've learned a lot from walking the dog. Besides, it's good for me. On Thursdays, I've been going to work at the St. Francis Hospital in the emergency room. I've been doing that for years. I find it very satisfying. When somebody is not well, and anything you can do for that person is so much appreciated, not only by the person himself or herself, but by the family. And I don't have to tell you that when you come into an emergency room, all emergency room patients feel that they're just completely overlooked. And I try to reassure them that they're not overlooked. And when I can go back and say, you know, I see you're either next or the following, it means a great deal to them. And I take, what do there? I take them for all kinds of tests. I take them for MRIs, and I take them wherever they have to go. And when the time comes that they go upstairs to a room, I take them there. And I go to the pharmacy, and I go to the medical records. I keep busy, and I must say I'm tired when I come back. I'm not good for much else that day. But I come home very rewarded for what I've done that day. It makes me feel good. Friday is the one day that I have to clean up a little bit, take care of my house. And that's what I do. Having been in Wilmington all these many years, I have a very large extended family whom I love dearly, as my late husband did, and I try to keep up with them, and I try to, if I know someone is sick, I try to visit them, and if I can't visit them at the hospital, I'm in touch with them, and I realize how much this means to people when they know they're not forgotten, especially older people.
On April 30th of this year, Leah C. Kraft was honored by the Jewish Theological Seminary of America at a luncheon at Ashkodish Shalemeth Synagogue, and in attendance there were lots of people in attendance, and it was originally planned for Beth Shalom, but with such a large attendance, they couldn't accommodate all the people. So it was moved to Anish Kodesh, and of course she has many, many friends and admirers in that congregation as well. And they have now established the Leah Z. Kraft Scholarship at the Jewish Theological Seminary, and they have just awarded the first scholarship in her honor to a young girl, and it's giving them the opportunity to train future Jewish leaders, and this gift has an impact that will resonate far into the future. The Leah Z. Kraft Scholarship is a source of lasting blessing for the Jewish community. And it's with much pride that we feel that Leah has really had an exemplary and a continuing exemplary and prideful life. And it's our honor to have this tape of her experiences during her life till now.
He's not very old.
No, he's not very old.
Right, but
Nancy
Parker was
Joe.